Eleanor Barton had just asked her aunt to pass the marshmallows when a fairy tale walked across the back lawn. Eleanor froze, staring out the kitchen window at the tall, dark-haired woman as she lifted her hands, motes of light drifting around her like stars. There was a moment of perfect stillness, and then she began to weave the moonlight around her in a flowing dance. This was, Eleanor thought, extremely inconvenient. "Something wrong?" Eleanor's aunt, Jenny, asked with a troubled little frown, mini marshmallow bag still extended. Jenny and her husband, Ben, were not exactly aware that for the past several days, a woman out of a fairy tale had been staying in their house. Not just any woman. The girl with backward hands, heroine of a number of the stories in 13 Tales of the Grey. Her name was Wander, which was all she'd managed to tell Eleanor and her friends before she declared herself weary and fell asleep for 4 solid days. "Nothing's wrong," Eleanor said quickly. Luckily, Aunt Jenny and Uncle Ben were sitting with their backs to the kitchen window, but Naomi, Eleanor's 7-month-old cousin, giggled madly, pudgy hands stretched toward the window. At least this meant Wander was awake. "You can talk to us, you know," Ben said. "I realize we're totally uncool adults, but we're pretty smart." Jenny and Ben had been trying to turn hot cocoa night into tell us your problems night for months, but Eleanor couldn't exactly break it to them that her problems were less homework is hard and more immortal bad guys are trying to capture me and my friends so they can get home to their freaky evil world. "Everything is fine," Eleanor assured them, just as Jack, her father, strode across the lawn. He gestured frantically at Wander. Wander dropped her hands, and the moonlight trailed to the ground with a sound like a violin bow sighing across the strings. Jenny started to turn to see what had made the noise. In a second, Jenny was going to see Wander, and while most people couldn't see magical things properly or remember them once they had, that forgetfulness came at a price. Just this past spring, mud monsters had attacked the house and kidnapped Ben. Afterward, Jenny had migraines for over a month, and Ben still woke up with nightmares, even though they didn't remember any of it. Eleanor thought frantically. She needed to distract them. "How do you know if you like someone?" she blurted out. Jenny's head whipped back around. "Do you have a crush, Ellie Belly?" she asked. "You haven't called me that since I was 4, Eleanor complained, cheeks turning red hot. "And no, or maybe, I don't know." It had just been the first thing she could think of. She didn't have time for crushes, for feelings of any kind, really, other than dread and anticipation over what the people who look away would try next to snatch up her and her friends. "Who is he? Or she? They?" Ben asked. His eyes narrowed. "What are their future prospects, career-wise? Can they pass a background check? Can they change a tire?" "Uncle Ben, I'm 13. No one my age can change a tire," Eleanor said, rolling her eyes. "And there aren't any criminal masterminds at my school." Jack was herding the reluctant Wander away from the house. They were almost out of sight. Naomi gabbled and waved. Eleanor popped a cheesy puff into her hand, and Naomi shrieked in delight, momentarily distracted.
"Is it that kid who was helping you with that language arts project? What was his name? Andy?"
Jenny asked as Naomi slammed the cheesy puff enthusiastically against the table.
"He was super sweet, and cute too, if I'm not mistaken."
Andy Park was sweet and cute. It was true. And he had sort of asked Eleanor to the spring dance, though she'd turned him down because she and Otto were spending the evening experimenting with a spell for locating lost objects. They weren't sure if it had worked, since it had led them to an expired membership card for something called Blockbuster under the back seat of Ben's truck, which, while certainly lost, was not precisely missed.